Well, my name is Halldór Ásgrímsson. I'm a former Prime Minister of Iceland and have been working in Icelandic politics for more than three decades. And the last 6 years I have been working in the Nordic Corporation as the Secretary General of the Nordic Council of Ministers. But now I'm a free man and I'm in a way retired, but trying to do everything I want to do. But I think the humanitarian situation is very important at this stage, especially in Syria. And we have all to try to do our best to help those people in need. And then there is very important to stop the fightings. And who can stop the fightings? Of course, they can do it themselves. But there is a need for pressure, especially from Russia and from the United States and the Arab world. And I hope that pressure will be enough to stop the fightings so we can increase the humanitarian situation, have a better humanitarian situation, which is terrible at this moment. There is never a solution to kill people. Of course, it is very important that we continue the dialogue. And we were talking about the Balkans here today, and of course there are wounds there. But now Serbia, that was bombed by NATO not so many years ago, is trying to become a member of the European Union and cooperating very closely with NATO. So this can be done, and that is what we have to do. And as you are from Turkey, I believe that Turkey will play and can play a very important role in this area, because Turkey is a member of NATO.
Yes.
Turkey has a very good understanding of the situation in the Middle East, and they have also very good links to the Middle East, and is also a Muslim nation, which is very important, because there is so much mistrust, and I think Turkey can be trusted better than many others in this area, especially because of religious reasons. I think it's quite clear that Turkey has the fullest support of the NATO countries. I was for a long time Minister of Foreign Affairs and cooperating very closely with Turkey. And you have very good diplomats. You have a very good diplomatic service. And Turkey is very much trusted in the NATO cooperation.
Oh, very good. I have been in Istanbul two or three times, and also in Ankara. So it's always a pleasure to come to Turkey.